Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Hello, dear love. Thank you so much for your patience these past few months while I haven't been posting anything. When I started this, I was a different person. You may, if you've been listening for a while, if you haven't been, I don't know if this is the episode you want to start with. I used to introduce myself as Marissa on here, but I feel like I didn't say my last name often because it's pronounced differently by different people in my family, and I am a sucker for wanting to be so extremely honest that it is unnecessary to a fault. I always get hung up on saying my last name. And so anyway, I don't have to do that anymore. I've changed my name to Sonic Hepburn for the time being, but I'm hoping it's for a while. If you've been following my journey for a while, you've heard me change my name a few times. I really hope this one sticks. It's because I'm tired of changing it. But anyway, hi, darling. I'm Sonic Hepburn, and I want to give you a quick update. And then after that, I'm going to post an 11.11 upgrade. Basically what happened this past year and why I haven't been here is because the Marissa who was coming to you was amazing. You were getting the best of me in many ways. However, that iteration believed itself to be merely a mortal human woman, right? Which this human body is and can be viewed that way by other people. However, I am omnigender, and I am someone who was intersex in their childhood, but that wasn't acknowledged back then. And I view myself as everything temporarily experiencing itself as this human. And that's why I've always been so sensitive. Perhaps that's why you have been as well. I view us all as one being temporarily in the illusion of being separate. And I'm no longer willing to pretend that I don't view it that way. Unless I'm in situations where I know I need to. And this is not one of those, because this is incandescent. You come here to be incandescent, which means you come here to be your true self, which means you come here to be the God self you were born to be. The one being that you cannot separate yourself from other than through illusions, which I've created many of for myself. This year, I've put myself through the struggles of losing my physical health completely. I had COVID pneumonia for 3 months, September through November of last year. So I'm coming up on a year anniversary. September through February. And I guess that's longer than 3 months. Anyway, then my dog died. I lost my income. I'm losing my marriage and I have to find a new place to live. And I'm going through a lot. I'm not losing things, right? Like, these are all things that are beautiful things that were in my life. I was a different person when I received them. I'm no longer an energetic match. Because the person I was when I received all these things was someone who believed they were unworthy, unlovable. I mean, I'd gotten to a more worthy and lovable place than I'd ever been. And I know there's always a further. I just have this really strong feeling I'm reaching a plateau where I'll be able to come to you more solidly, more firmly as a new human. I feel like I've gone through 80 ego deaths since I last recorded for you. My life has just kept changing so much, but it's all changes that I needed, because even though things were really great, my life is great. My life was built around goals that were created for a person that cut itself off from itself so early on. If you followed my journey for a while, you may have heard stories about how when I was 5, I was begging God to kill me. I was like, hey, God, I don't know if you heard, but there's countless starving children in the world. So if you just like kill me to save all of them, that'd be great. And by 10, the prayer just became, kill me if you exist even. And then I was like, screw you, you don't exist, which is the greatest form of self-denial there is. And finally, about 8 years ago, oh my God, maybe 10 years ago. I don't know. I was like, okay, well, choosing to believe in nothing isn't working and also is just as provable as choosing to believe in anything. So if you can't prove nothing exists and you can't prove anything exists, why don't I just choose to believe things that feel good to me? And that's when I got my tattoo that says only love is real, and I just started to believe that. And yet I was still looking at some things as being against me. And very recently, there's one chapter in my life I just closed out where I was like, this person's attacking me. They don't care about me. How dare they do this to me? All these things, right? Meanwhile, their perception was that I was just being a spoiled brat, basically. Even though in my perception, I was in a very dire, really frightful, quote-unquote, situation. However, all of that is illusion, albeit extremely persistent. And I believe that when it's in my face, like when I had COVID pneumonia and couldn't breathe or move, like that doesn't seem like an illusion, right? Plus, I needed it. I needed it to kick my ass so thoroughly because I needed to kill the Marissa that I was. The Marissa I was kept being like, I can heal this at any moment. I can heal this myself. Separating itself from the grander self, which is the everything. My true body is everything, as is yours. The point of awareness that I currently have is this human animal. So I must be very like a squirrel, where I listen to the impulses this animal gives me and I follow them. And it's been a huge learning journey, obviously. This is what I've been learning the past 10 years. But after getting sick, and in fact, while I was sick, I started to devour excess consciousness content. I think for me, it was the thing I needed at the right time after years and years of going to energy healers and doing my own energy healing and all these things that had gotten me to the point where if you haven't heard of access consciousness, it's basically just asking questions of our grander self instead of making assumptions about reality and then like being like, well, that must be what's true. Like I was with this current chapter I'm closing out where I had been choosing to perceive myself as being under attack by another person taking advantage of me and harming me. Like that was the perception I was choosing. But from their perception, that was never what was happening. From their perception, they were being extremely overly giving to me. Oh, that truly is how they see it. And so it's just really interesting how reality is not what we think it is. And if you are here because you follow me with bipolar, you know reality is not what we think it is, because if you're like me, you've detached from reality, or that which humans call reality, so many times and been in situations where people were like, you're detached from reality, what's wrong with you? But now you're realizing, oh, okay, well, if the Nobel Prize came out last year proving whatever we deem to be reality is not locally real, like those of us who have the ability to see beyond that are just people who haven't been scientifically caught up to yet, because we've been manifesting ourselves being viewed as crazy because we wanted to have this separation in our world to experience ourselves as separate things. And so those aspects of us that are angrily going around like seeming like they're being dicks or whatever, like those are just aspects of us that are also God doing their own God thing. And some people may not ever wake up in this lifetime because those aspects of us did not want that. They didn't come here for that aspect of the game. But the aspects of us that did, these puzzle pieces, came to wake up. We came to be incandescent. We came to be glowing, radiant souls, being the mirror to everyone around us for them to know who and what they are. Whether we trigger them or whether we illuminate them is not our responsibility, right? Like if someone is triggered by our light, it's because they're denying their own. Cool, good for them. Just like me, I used to do the same. So it's not a big deal. And there's this great song. Oh, I hope I can. I walk through the valley of my own shadow. I can't remember who it is, but I'll try to find it and put it in the description below. Here, let me just hit pause and find it. Okay, I'm so glad I did that. It's called Gajumaru by Yaima. Y-A-I-M-A is the artist, and the song title is G-A-J-U-M-A-R-U. That's the best I've ever read letters. I can't tell you how proud I am of myself. Okay. The lyrics are so amazing in general. I will post them below so you can read it and find the song, but a specific thing coming to me right now is free from the old stories I've been told. I walk through the valley of my own shadow. So it's like now we've freed ourselves from these stories, and now we're witnessing other aspects of us that are our past selves projecting to us or mirroring to us what we used to be and do to see, hey, do you still wish to choose this? This is an echo of who and what you used to be and do. Do you still want this? like someone today was trying to play a game of like, I have it harder than you. And it reminded me of, oh, I used to do that. I used to want to prove like how hard I had it. And while in this particular situation, I was under a very pressing illusion that like I was trapped and things were dire. Right. I get that that is an illusion and I'm just not going to believe it. Like I like when I was in the situation earlier this year and I lost my income and then I got asked to speak in Orlando and I live in Vermont. So I was like, how am I going to cover these expenses? It's not like I got asked to speak and get paid. I just got asked to speak. And I was new to listening to my animal, my human animal, and my dog had just died and his death helped me because he was an aspect of me. So when he died, we kind of like reconnected. I just felt way more powerful and way more able to access my human body's intelligence because I could just feel him helping me do that. And my body was like, yeah, go to Florida. And my bank account was like, how? And somehow through the kindness of strangers, it all worked. And in fact, like all throughout this experience, like I've had miracle after miracle cover my expenses when I had this giant gap face that I was faced with going, how am I going to make it through this? All of a sudden, miracle would happen. And like the old me would want to try to force myself to do something to earn income, right? Like I would create a product. I would create a course. I would create an offering to sell to make money. But my body was saying, no, you've made enough. That's not in alignment for you. Like, stop creating things to sell to earn money. Like, my body was just like, stop it. Like, you've made so many beautiful things for this world and you are not valuing yourself. Stop. Like, make if you feel called to make, but not because you feel trapped. And so I was really trusting and I was looking for work and I was trying to find other ways, but just nothing else was filling out for me. And so instead, I really relied on miracles. There's this account I follow on YouTube called From Dust to Diamonds, or Diamonds from the Dust. Diamonds, that's what it is. From Dust to Diamonds sounds like a hardcore emo band. Diamonds from the Dust. And the person who channels these messages, this person calls them love letters from God. And in fact, you can purchase one really reasonably. I think she only charges like $20. I'll put the link below too. But yeah, diamondsfromthedust.com. And her name is Danette, and she posts love letters from God that she receives, and they're really beautiful. And in some of her stories, she talks about how she does not rely on like getting a job to earn her income because she's listening to what God wants for her. Now, she's still viewing God as this external force, and I'm not saying I'm not either. I'm just saying I view myself as an expression of the external force, so I don't really see it as like not me also. But my father, mother aspect of myself. And I see myself as my child aspect of my mother, father self. But it doesn't matter. My perception doesn't matter for you, except that I'm a mirror to you. And so like take how I'm describing it and then apply it as works for you, because we made ourselves to have different perceptions of what this world is, because that's fun. If we're one person or one being going through the experience of all these other versions of us, why would we want any of them to be like all identical? How fun to have the gift of separation. But what if that gift was now done for fun instead of for fear? And what if you and I were born in bodies that are unable to push out the truth, bodies that can sense and see and perceive beyond that which other humans have deemed to be their reality, so that we can be the puzzle pieces that just make it easier for everyone? Because when we're energetically in alignment with who and what we are, which is God, everything, the one, the all, source, and we say, you know, as soon as I start talking, I split from that slightly. If you're like me, you've been enjoying a lot more stillness. But also I've been enjoying all the noises and having multiple sounds going at once, like music and messages and all these things that I used to deem as quote unquote bad from ADHD. Now I'm like, rock it, baby. Like, I trust this quote unquote scattered perception that I have because it's just animalistic, and I'm temporarily experiencing myself as the human animal known as Marissa or Sonic, depending on when you met this being. Okay, anyway. I went through a lot of challenges this year and a lot of changes. and I no longer wished to do anything for appearances. Trying to prove, trying to get famous, it was just like sneaky thing in the background of my energy that like you've heard me talk about it before because I've worked on releasing that for a while. And now I'm better understanding what that energy is, right? Like if we're everything and we've denied ourselves access to that for a long time, we wish to be celebrated in a very grand gesture way, but not us, this human, us, the fullness of who we are. And so spending more time with that aspect of me and trusting that aspect of me instead of going, oh no, what's going to happen to my finances? Right, which brings me back to access consciousness, which is about asking questions. And if you read my book, Super Intense, you know I'm a big fan of asking questions because when I started practicing mindfulness, I discovered my brain was often doing this. Why can't I pay my bills? Why is everything against me? Why will no one love me? You know, like all my thoughts were really dumb, low IQ thoughts. Mm-hmm. I'm just realizing that that sounds mean or harsh, but it's not because you're smart. You are not low IQ. If you're allowing yourself to choose to believe that, then it is by law of attraction that you are continuing to believe that. It is not your truth. Law of attraction just keeps us where we're at, which is why this chapter I'm closing out about financial struggles, I'm done. Like I can't, like after all the miracles I've had this year, and after all the times I've had an interesting experience with this person I thought was like holding my head underwater, it was me doing this to me. I can see it very clearly. My beliefs created this. And the more adept you get at it, the less you give yourself a rope for slack because you know that you're getting it. And so you're trying to show yourself that you're getting it. So like I've given myself injuries. I've given myself quote unquote emergencies, financial emergencies and things to prove to myself that I am more than this thing I'm looking at going, why won't anything work out for me? Like dumb thoughts. And so access consciousness asks a lot of questions. And if you listen to people who are good at asking questions, I recommend the channel Dr. Dane Heer, D-A-I-N, space H-E-E-R. He asks a lot of great questions. If you listen, you become adept at listening to questions. Also, is adept the word? Like good at. And so, yeah, I thought for a long time, I'm not going to come back to incandescent, but I kept it up just in case. And now I'm here going, I want to talk to you, God. I want to talk to you as the creator because I'm getting that in my personal life, I kind of have to hide a little bit. I kind of have to act like people are not God because they're not ready to hear that. And it's not fair necessarily to the past aspects of me. The, you know, as if I'm walking through the valley of my own shadows, if I'm walking past my own shadows and they're stressed out because they were given, oh gosh, I don't want to say a specific situation I just went through. But I recognize how some humans I was recently around had the appearance of being given everything from my perception. But they were complaining about all of it and it was not enough for them. And it was a beautiful mirror for me to see how the other person in my life who I thought I viewed as holding my head underwater was viewing me as like someone who was given everything and just complaining. And so it really put into perspective, like you don't know what's going on inside someone's world that is creating their ability to see it as the hell that they are seeing. This earth can either be viewed as heaven or hell, depending on our perception. And I used to view it as hell from as early as I can remember. And now that I'm coming out of it, I'm meeting people who are also out of it. But then I'm walking through the valley of those who are mirroring things to me I used to do and be. Like when I was in my 20s and I was beautiful, but I couldn't see it because I'm omnigender and there was always this knowing that something was off. I was trying to overcompensate about being this beautiful girl and beyond that which society has told us to do, right? Like I was bulimic and suicidal and self-harming before that was even like in the conversation. It was back in late 90s, early 2000s. And maybe it wasn't the conversation for some worlds, but it wasn't in mine. I was dark and alone in that experience. But now that I'm coming out of it, I have no shame around it. I have no Like, I'm just like, oh, interesting. That was a chapter I went through. How cool is that? It's created a whole lot of new desires for me. It made me a lot stronger of a person. It made me really understand when people are able to shut themselves off from the truth. Because I shut myself off from the truth to do all of that. And it was all manifestation of my own design. My whole world so far has been a manifestation of my own design. This kid came in super intense, super sensitive, judging everything around it as not as loving as it should be, and therefore created that reality for itself. And yet, everywhere I look, now that my reality is changing, now that my memories came back, like there was this moment where I looked in the mirror and I could see the aspect of myself. I had been for a while just saying it's a spiritual concept that I'm both man and woman and all sorts of other things. But then when I put it into my body and I could see the aspect I had been calling Malcolm in the mirror as me. And he was like, dude, I'm you. Like, stop pushing me out. I just like settled into this body and felt like an animal in its body. It was a very simple switch. And so when I did that, suddenly all of these lies I had told myself to keep the old reality in my perception just shattered. Crumbled before me. All these times I had overcompensated, all these times I had claimed to like or not like something just to try to fit in, like all these things just shattered all around me. And I started to see the truth about how loved I had been all along. And now I don't know exactly how I'm going to be coming to you on this channel. I know I'm going to be doing more music, but I'm also just going to do whatever I feel called and just share with you as an aspect of me, because I'm free to do that here with you. You know what's up. And even if you don't yet, you're on the journey to, and this will make it a lot easier for you. Because when I was waking up, I was like coming to as this new being. And yes, it was fun and it was great. And I'm glad I had this experience with myself. However, I really would have liked to have a human mentor. It would have been nice to have someone a step ahead of me. It's only been like 4 years that I felt that way, probably since starting Incandescent. And yet people were. It was just my perception, right? So you are here because you believe someone is able to reach that hand out and be like, hey, you're supposed to be here. Pop on up. Come up to your destined platform and place. And of course, I did manifest meeting other people who remembered themselves as everything. And so that really helped me. It was like a secret handshake. I could be like, hey, you know what's up, don't you? Yeah. Good to be you. Good to be me. Nice that we're each other. How cool. And so that really helped me feel like, okay, I'm not crazy. It's not mania. This is what reality actually is. And we were born into a fake one, but it's all fake, real. What's the difference? If you're choosing it to be real, it's real to you. That's as good as it gets. And so now I'm looking to be with more humans who also view themselves as everything. And I can no longer remain in situations where I have to pretend to be anything less than that. But I trust that the energy will take me where I'm meant to be, because it always has. Everything is, when I look back, everything has always worked out as it was supposed to. And if you're going through hard times, just know it's you putting yourself through that. It's your God self being like, hey, darling, you're choosing to believe some thoughts right now about yourself that are not true. Thoughts about things not working out, thoughts about things not being good enough, thoughts about pain, thoughts about separation, thoughts about lack, thoughts about suffering. Same thing I did, this human on the other end. I did the same thing. And I still have to catch myself. And so that's when using questions is really great. An access consciousness question is, who does this belong to? Which is a really fun joke to play on ourselves. And then, but what I'm really loving to ask myself is, okay, well, what's the truth here? If only love is real, then the truth is beneath everything. So what's the truth here? What's the truth here? What's the truth here? And then I just feel it in my body. I let my source self wrap me up in the truth feeling and just feel it, regardless of what I'm seeing around me. And it's been really challenging with all I've been going through this year. And I'm really fucking thankful for all of those challenges, because the harder the challenge was and the more I was able to relax into what we are and just see it work out for me, the more evidence and proof I got. So that hopefully in the future, if something appears challenging, I'm just like, oh, hi, cute illusion. What are you really? So that's the tool I'm going to leave you with today. What are you really? What's the truth here? The truth's always there, and it's never anything fear-based. how beautiful are we that we created that for ourselves so that we could have this experience of separation. Thank you for being here, dear love. Thank you for all your patience. I can't wait to talk to you again. I can't tell you that it'll be on a schedule or anything, right? Because I'm just following this human animal's desires moment by moment. And I'm so grateful that I get to. I'm so grateful that I get to. Thank you for creating this life. I love you.